You need to get out of that wilderness. And I've known people that have been there so long, they have frequent flyer miles in that wilderness. And it's like, I'm upgraded to first class there in the last 10 or 20 years of my life till I said, I'm not riding this plane anymore. So I began to talk to God about that. And the Lord told me I had to walk away from ground zero and disconnect from that kind of wilderness. So I want to say this to you and move on. If you're in the stupid wilderness, quit being stupid. Thus saith the Lord, 11th commandment, thou shalt not be stupid anymore. 12th commandment, thou shalt hear what Larry says. So let's just get away from that one. Let's kill that one. Get out of that one. We don't need to be in that wilderness. So let's get smart and let's get out of there and find out what God wants for us. Well, okay, that's wonderful. Now, that's the dumb wilderness. Quickly, there's a God-ordained wilderness, which is a place that God puts us because he wants to bring testing in our life. It's designed to build character in our life and to mold and shape us and bring us to a place of character so that we're able to carry the depth of destiny that he has decided for us to walk in. So he has to have broad shoulders. We have to be strong. We have to learn the ways of God and the process of God in this wilderness. And it's not designed to kill us. It's designed to bring us alive and to make us stronger. And it was said, and if you wonder for scripture from that, yes, there's a guy you may have heard of him. His name was Jesus. And Luke says that he was led by the Spirit of God into the wilderness to be tested by the devil. And the good thing about that is that Luke says, and he came out of the wilderness filled with the power of the Spirit of God and began to do miracles and signs and wonders around the people. So wilderness experiences, even though God ordained, are not permanent dwelling places. They're transitional places that we're supposed to go learn what we need to learn. David learned character, and his destiny was forged in the harsh environment of running from Saul until God molded something in him that made him, gave him the character to carry the kingship that was waiting.